But our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to hour number two here. And my goodness, we have a lot of viewers on Justin TV today. And we're at 484 right now, which is, I think, a new personal best record here. There is a lot of stuff going on, and I'm not able to find any details about this story about a they're calling it an envelope rather than a package, ignited into flames in a Washington, D.C. Postal facility. So for everybody who was saying that the packages down at Annapolis were a lone nut unhappy with highway signs, maybe not. This looks like basically a buildup to a new staged heightened terror booga booga scare by the U.S. government to keep everybody's mind distracted from the absolute disaster unfolding economically. And that's not just the Massachusetts State Supreme Court decision regarding foreclosures. And basically, they just invalidated pretty much every foreclosure in process in Massachusetts that involved the mortgage electronic registration system. And it sets a legal precedent for the entire rest of the country. Because as Tracy was saying, in order to foreclose, you must have the mortgage and the note. And they become separated as part of the securitization process. And so virtually every mortgage that became part of a mortgage-backed security is now legally impossible to foreclose on. And we're going to see some very draconian actions by the federal government to protect the banks, which will provoke a constitutional crisis, which may in turn provoke a revolution, as what happened over in Iceland. And I hope the American people will wake up for this, and I think this situation about another booga booga in Washington, D.C. is very clearly an effort by the government to keep your focus off of the economy. Now, we're seeing, you know, spike in unemployment numbers. It makes sense. We're through the holiday shopping rush. Stores are completing their inventory counts for inventory tax. They're letting the temporary retail workers go. They're all going out and filing for unemployment. And it's not just the temporary. If you've been watching whatreallyhappened.com, we are posting all these stories about how these retail chains are shutting down outlets. In some cases, they're going out of business completely. The holiday shopping season represents one-third of the profitability of most retail operations, and a lot of these stores were just hanging on to the end of the year, hoping that they could do a good enough business in Christmas to survive into 2011, and they came up short. The numbers are coming in. It was a disastrous shopping season. We knew that Christmas Day when we were walking around and looking at the wrapping paper, or the absence thereof, in the trash bins around here. We knew it was an absolute complete disaster. And we're seeing, you know, store after store, chain after chain, going out of business. All those people are losing their jobs. In the coming weeks, between now and the 1st of February, we're going to see unemployment explode. The government is openly admitting the figures they're putting out now have been revised and seasonally adjusted, which is government speak for we're lying through our nose to hide the truth from you. Why does the government have to revise or adjust the unemployment numbers? Take how many people there are in the United States, subtract out how many people have got jobs, that's your unemployment number. But it's a huge, huge number. Our estimates are we're up to one-third unemployment. That's above the level of the Great Depression of 1929. And the government is trying to keep that number down. They're lying to you. That's basically, they're going to lie, distract, disinform, and try and get you focused over to someplace else. So we've got this booga booga over in Washington, D.C. And that's all it is. Whatever it happened, it's the government's attempt to manage public perceptions and manage the media. Remember the bombing in Beirut that killed all those Marines? And 24 hours later, we invade Grenada. Change the focus. Change the story. That's what's going on in Washington, D.C., and we'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made, right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're starting to get some information coming in from this Washington, D.C. situation. They're calling it an envelope. It didn't explode. It just kind of started on fire, and nobody was hurt. It's really kind of a non-story, but this gives the media the perfect excuse to not give any coverage at all to this morning's landmark, precedent-setting Massachusetts State Supreme Court ruling, which ruled that mortgages cannot be foreclosed on if the mortgage and note have become separated and proper title has not been conveyed. The notes can be basically endorsed in blank and passed around like so much, you know, paper money in a Monopoly game, but the mortgages have to be explicitly transferred, and there's a tax fee involved in that. And one of the aspects of this whole mortgage electronic reservation system is that the states got shortchanged billions and billions of dollars in title transfer fees they were otherwise owed. So this whole system is about tax evasion. All righty, we got a caller waiting on the line, Robert, New York. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, what I wanted to ask you about, how much more do you know about the Wheeler case? John Wheeler?
Well, what I am hearing through my contacts is he was a very straight-up guy. He did not drink. He was a West Point graduate, class of 66.
Yes, I know about that.
Okay.
Yes.
Very much.
But he's had something to do with the Clarksdale thing with the missing hydrogen bomb? Huh? Those nukes that were sent across?
Well, 100? No, because what I have heard is that the police investigation at his home showed that he had been tied to a chair in his own kitchen. The video of him wandering around looking dazed suggests that he was drugged. But apparently the floor of his kitchen was torn up. So, this the motive for this could lie in any of many directions. He was an insider aide to Presidents Reagan and Bush. Apparently he had some information to protect himself. Somebody decided it was time for that information to go away. Was he related to this missing nuke situation? That's a little bit of a reach. Certainly this article that's going around the internet claiming that he was involved in the mass animal die-offs, that's complete nonsense. Somebody is trying to obfuscate the situation there. I think it's another William Colby situation. The guy had inside information. The person that the information could damage did not trust him to stay silent, and had him tortured to find the information and then gotten rid of. I think it's William Colby all over again. What I'm hearing from the people that I know who knew him, very stand-up guy, just did it all, was very straight, very much dedicated to the country. So, yeah, that's what's going on with there. All righty, moving on. We've talked about the economy enough, and I don't intend to give any more attention to this, envelopes on fire in Washington, D.C., to give the media an excuse not to report on what affects all of your lives. Remember Rivero's rule of the news. News is what affects your life, your prosperity, your health, your future. That is news. Anything else is fluff. It's distraction. You know, Oprah Winfrey got a new network. That doesn't affect you. You know, Lindsay Lohan has to go back to rehab. That doesn't affect you either. Even this envelope on fire in a Washington, D.C. post office, if you don't work at that post office, it doesn't affect you. The Massachusetts State Supreme Court ruling against the banks on the fraud closures, that affects every single American. Because whether you've got a foreclosure or not, the financial fallout from this scandal affects us all. $16 trillion and counting poured into Wall Street to get them off the hook for the mortgage-backed securities. Get out your calculator and divide that by 300 million Americans, and you will see how much this scandal affects your life. Okay, going to go to the phones. Kurt in Oregon, aloha. Kurt, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you're talking about media management. And I don't think they have to do anything with the mega media, because they're fully cooperative with the government, because they always want access and they always want favors and broadcast spectrum and all that. But I want to talk about the...
Well, Mockingbird. You've got Mockingbird. You've got Israel bribing the corporate media millions and millions of dollars. I mean... the corporate media, that's why we call them prostitutes. They're not really,
sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, what I wanted to say was about the management of perception of the American people. And the one thing that really triggered my call when you mentioned that is this neologism they're using on the American people, and they've been using for a year, of quantitative easing. All the media repeats it like a bunch of parrots, and no one will come out and say the obvious thing. It's currency debasement, and no one will say that.
That's exactly what it is. You know,
exactly. And they're conning the American people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're always using these funny little expressions to try and confuse what's really going on. It's like I talk about all the time. They talk about the growth of the economy, and we all think, oh, growth is a good thing, isn't it? Yeah, well, no, because what they mean under the Federal Reserve System, the growth of the economy means an increase in the total indebtedness of the American people. It's, you know, growing the economy means putting more slave chains on our future generations. For the bankers, yeah, that's a good thing. But for the American people, no, it isn't. Because under our banking system... What?
As long as they're going to use all these neologisms and euphemisms, the American people are never going to be able to make straight thinking and a straight conclusion so they can have a coherent policy. They're going to keep clouding the thinking of the American people, and it's only shows like yours and a few other internet shows where people are going to call a spade, and I bet you are one of the few that will call it currency debasement.
Oh, yeah, I call it hyperinflation, but it basically comes down to the same thing. And absolutely, when you have a printing press-based economy, the money is debased over time because it's profitable for the banks and politicians to debase, the money. I mean, you look at the value of the dollar since the creation of the Federal Reserve. The dollar has lost 96% of its value to debasement. Now the debasement is accelerating. It's an old problem, but at a new increased warp drive rate.
Yep. And one thing you can add to your predictions for the year 2011 is much higher food prices.
Oh, already. We're already seeing it. And it's not just because of hyperinflation and debasement. You know, all the bumper crops that were supposed to create a, you know, an ample supply to get into the markets, they're all freezing right now. We're all across the United States, all across Europe, bumper crops in the farms are being destroyed by the cold. They're trying to run the smudge pots and everything to keep the crops from freezing until they can be harvested, and it's not working. So we're going to have major food shortages, and that, of course, will drive up prices even more.
Yep. Well, thanks for the program.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Ruth in Illinois. Aloha, Ruth. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm sorry to have missed the topic. I wanted to make a comment on John Wheeler and his recent demise.
Mm-hmm.
If you note, he was seen in the DuPont building in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, part of the DuPont building has been converted into luxury apartments. Some of the DuPonts may actually live there now. But he wrote the manual on chemical and biological warfare. That was his expertise. And
well, he was involved DuPont, in a lot of stuff. And he knows where a lot of the skeletons are buried and how they got to be skeletons.
Well, weren't the DuPonts involved with chemical and biological warfare in Vietnam?
They were the manufacturers of napalm. And I believe also Agent Orange, which was actually tested out here in Hawaii at the University of Hawaii at Manoa.
Right. So there's something that that situation is so hot the FBI won't even touch it.
Well, that alone tells you right there it's another William Colby situation. And I'm sure we're going to get a lot.
Is being run by Beau Biden, Vice President Biden's son.
Okay, well, that tells us a lot about what's going on there. Like I said, it's another William Colby situation. Wheeler had something that was damning of you know, somebody else in power, and he was a liability, and now he's gone. And you know, and it's tragic, and we'll keep an eye on it. But I don't think it's as important a story as what's going on with the fraudulent foreclosures in the economy, and the very obvious panic. Knee-jerk attempt by the U.S. government to create a media distraction.
Well, I'm concerned because of his expertise in chemical and biological warfare.
I rather doubt that that was the motive. Again, going back to the initial police report that the floor of his kitchen had been torn up, I think he had information that he was using to keep himself safe. And you know, it's like Vincent Foster had an envelope in his office safe at the White House that was supposed to be turned over to the Department of Justice if anything unfortunate happened to him. His big mistake was putting it inside the White House, because the night of his suiciding, there was a technical team from the Army that came in that was expert at opening safes, and they got into his office and cleaned out the safe before the Park Police even showed up for the investigation. So the problem with the dead man switch is if your enemy finds it, then, you know, you're gone. That's the problem with that. All right,
thank
so
you,
I'm going to
let you. And I like your program.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for the phone call and the kind words here. Now, over in the European Union, as you know, there have been riots. There have been firebombings. There have been attacks on top government officials. Over in Iceland, they kicked out the government. They went into the government buildings and said, "You are fired. You have screwed the pooch for the last time. Get out. Get your resumes, you know, leave the office supplies behind and get out of our government buildings." Well, guess what, folks? Apparently, the governments in Europe are getting the message. The European Union is getting ready to pass laws to make sure that the taxpayers do not have to bail out the banks from now on. Rioting works. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
F estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before the break, I was talking about how the European Union is now getting ready to pass laws that will protect ordinary taxpayers from having to pick up the tab for the bank bailouts. A little late. You know, they're shutting the barn door and the horse is already gone. Certainly would have been nice to have had something like that here in the United States of America. And the lesson to be learned is that you know, that civil unrest of screaming to the government, we didn't create this mess and we're not going to pay for it, does appear to be working to some extent. And obviously our government, which absolutely is convinced that you should be made to pay for the bank's excesses, because after all, they deserve those $100,000 wristwatches and $150 hamburgers, they're getting ready to deal with civil unrest in this country. It is coming. Everybody knows it. Anybody who doesn't think it's going to happen is delusional. The Pentagon and the military are actively wargaming large-scale economic breakdown and civil unrest. I don't know why they're wasting their time. The government's already perfect at large-scale economic breakdown. Look around. The economy's breaking down. The government did it on a large scale. I don't think the military needs to worry about that anymore. As far as civil unrest, I think the American people really do have a good instinct for that sort of thing, going back to 1776. And of course, I'm joking here, but what's going on is the U.S. military is getting ready to be basically come in and treat the American people the way the Nazis treated the Germans. You know, you will pay the government. You will give the money to your bank, you Schweinhund. Get to the airport. We're going to strip you naked and so forth and so on, all the rest of this stuff. And see, somebody actually sent me something that I do need to read to you. It came in here. Let's see if I can find it again. Okay, I've had so much mail come in, I lost track of it. It was a humorous thing about the Tourism Suppression Agency, and I've already lost it. I'll have to post it at whatreallyhappened.com. Now, Ben Bernanke, of course, taking a break out from his very, very hard work running those printing presses to debase the American currency, is out there making, you know, these speeches about how the U.S. debt is out of control and nobody gives a darn. And the quote from him saying, it is widely understood that the federal government is on an unsustainable fiscal path. Well, we knew that. I've been telling you that for years. And Bernanke goes on, as a nation, we have done little to address this critical threat to our economy. Now, there's the giveaway when he says, as a nation. He says, the government is on an unsustainable path, but the nation has to address the critical threat. In other words, the government made the mess, but you, the people, get to pay for it. That's Bernanke's agenda. That's what he said. The government is on an unsustainable fiscal path. As a nation, we have to address the critical threat. When he says nation, he means you, the people. You, the taxpayer. He's not going to pay for the mess. The government's not going to pay for the mess. The government doesn't have any money. Now, as a nation, we did not create this crisis. The government created the crisis without our permission, in large part before most of us were old enough to vote or even before we were born. This mess goes back to 1913, when a bunch of greedy money addicts in the banks came in and made a deal with the greedy money addicts in Congress and a greedy money addict president who was desperate for that Oval Office and willing to do anything to get it, which is the usual trend, I might add. And they sold us all into debt slavery to a private central bank. And all of this took place before we were born. And yet from birth, we are told this is the way it's supposed to be. And you will work your entire life away to keep this private central bank in business, because that's just the way it's supposed to be. And there is no other way to do it, which we all know is wrong, because this is not the way it was set up when the country was created. So the government created that debt without our permission. In my opinion, we should not be obligated to pay debts we had no choice in making. Especially in a government that is scandalized repeatedly by massive vote fraud. We don't even know if these bozos handing out the money really are the government at this point. They can't prove it. They can't document that they are the lawful government at this point. That's how out of control it is. Now, I got some email from people saying, well, you know, the way the country is operated is you vote these representatives, and then once they're in power, you must do whatever they say, because that's just the way the government works. No, the key is representative. The members of the Congress are voted by the people to represent them in Washington, D.C. Their job is not to issue orders, but to obey them. That's what the word representative government means, as in House of Representatives. If we, the people, tell our representatives not to vote TARP, the only way the representatives are representing the people is to not vote TARP. When Congress turns around and defies the will of the people to vote to save their own investment portfolios on the backs of the taxpayer, they cease being representative of the people. They're no longer representatives. And that puts us in a situation of taxation without representation. And in that little tiny schoolhouse in New Hampshire, where I learned social studies, I was taught that taxation without representation, a government that takes your money and doesn't listen to what you want, is grounds for firing the government, which we did back in 1776. All right, we got to take another break. We'll be back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Here, and we're going to move off the topic of the economy. We'll certainly be back on it next week without any question. Without any question whatsoever. We're going to be staying on this topic. We're going to be staying on the topic of the Massachusetts Supreme Court decision. The ramifications are far-reaching. I don't know them all. Tracy was able to fill in a few of the gaps, and I'm sure there's a lot of other implications that we still don't fully understand. We do know that when this court decision came down, the stocks of the involved banks took a major hit. So the perception out there is this is really, really bad news for the fraud closure people, as it should be. And I don't think financial penalties are enough. I think these people should be in jail for what they have done, or worse. All right, but we're going to switch over here to some other news here. Now, over in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu has now formally petitioned the United States government for the release of convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard. And it's rather amazing to look at the servile media who are trying to build a case to convince America that this guy has suffered enough for what he did and should be allowed to go home. Because after all, he was spying for a friendly country. That really makes it, it's really no big deal. He's spying for a friendly country. He's spying for Israel. And well, actually, if you read the letter of the law for espionage, you will find out there is no distinction made whether you're spying for a friendly country or a not friendly country. And the part of the Jonathan Pollard story that is missing from these interviews, like the one this lady Glick is going around, she's on the media saying, oh, really, it's not that big a deal. It was just Israel. Like, you know, they should be entitled to our secrets anyway, which is a very common and dangerous attitude. But I'll tell you why it's not okay for Jonathan Pollard to have spied for Israel, because let me give you a little background on the case. Jonathan Pollard took it upon himself to sell classified documents about America's nuclear deterrent to Israel. Now, in court, he said his justification was he felt Israel should have them anyway. But you know something? That wasn't his call to make. It's a little bit above his pay grade, but that was his justification. Now, Israel took those same documents and they bartered them to the Union of Soviet Socialists Republic in exchange for an increase in emigration quotas to allow more Russian Jews to come to Israel. Now, our parents, my parents, that generation, were taxed $5 trillion, and that's back when a trillion was a lot of money, to build and maintain America's nuclear deterrent. All the little submarines, all the bombers, all the missiles, all the silos, all of that stuff. Fail-safes, the little keys, all of it was built on the justification of deterring a potential attack by the USSR. What Jonathan Pollard did was he handed to Israel, who handled to the Soviet Union, the ready means to bypass that deterrent. That is the scale of this treason that happened. Now, when Julius and Ethel Rosenberg transferred America's nuclear secrets to the Soviet Union, they got the death penalty. They got put in the electric chair. Ethel twice, because they botched the first one. And it was recognized how much damage to America's security had been carried out by the Rosenbergs. Now you've got Jonathan Pollard, who has essentially done the same thing. He handed Israel, who handed the USSR, the means to completely bypass America's nuclear deterrent. Had Russia decided to attack the United States, they would have won. And we have Israel's shills are all over the net right now saying it's no big deal when Israel's spies steal stuff for Israel because it's harmless. No, it isn't. It's very harmful. And the American people who will classify these documents, if they said, you know, I don't think Israel should have this, okay, then Israel shouldn't have it. And Israel's assets and shills inside the United States do not have an inherent automatic right to override that decision process. Jonathan Pollard does not have the right to decide that Israel needs to see these documents. That's not Jonathan Pollard's decision to make, and it's not Israel's decision to make, and it's not Israel's right to retroactively excuse a treason on such a scale. Because after all, we're all good buddies and we're all good friends if you ignore the fact that Israel was shooting at Americans in international waters last May. So now we're seeing this whole thing about how this Israel spy request is straining relations with the United States. Israel's relations with the United States are strained coming out of that whole thing about those pesky West Bank settlements and Obama's decision to maybe not send the second batch of freebie F-35 warplanes to Israel. And that's straining our relations. And this confusion over Jonathan Pollard is straining Israeli relations. Okay, in my opinion, too bad. Why are we so worried about strained relations with Israel? I mean, if I had been president last May, I would have cut all relations with Israel the way Turkey did after they hijacked that U.S. flagged ship, kidnapped U.S. citizens, and murdered that one 19-year-old kid from New York in international waters. I would have terminated diplomatic relations with Israel the way Turkey did. I would have thrown Israel's ambassador in jail at that point. That was an act of war committed by Israel against Americans in international waters, and our government didn't do anything about it. So why, after such insults, after the USS Liberty, after being scammed and tricked with the Levant affair and smuggled transmitters into Libya and all the money that the American taxpayer has been forced to give to Israel, four times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program. Why are we worried about relations with Israel? What has Israel done for us that we should be so worried about upsetting them? As far as I'm concerned, you know, Israel has gotten enough from the United States of America. If they don't want to be friends with the United States of America anymore, good! Let them go. Who needs them? What have they done for the United States of any benefit whatsoever other than to cause more trouble for us? The hatred that is directed against America by the rest of the world, the loss of respect, the loss of moral standing in the world, is because we constantly, unquestioningly back Israel's agenda of stealing other people's land. It's time to stop throwing good money after bad. It is time to stop being a pussy. If Israel wants to throw a tantrum and say, give us our spy or we're not going to be your friends anymore, let's say, fine, go. No more checks, no more weapons, no more support. You don't get to call the shots on our nuclear deterrent. We're cutting the wires. Here's your ambassador back. Go. Take care of yourself from now on. We've had enough. You've had 60 years of supporting Israel. I think they're old enough to leave the nest and make their way through the world on their own 2 feet or not. We have got problems in this country, including a Wall Street that even Alan Greenspan admits is criminal and fraudulent. We've got to take care of the United States first, and to heck with Israel. America needs leaders who are going to put America first, second, and third. No government can serve two masters. And a friend of Israel is not a friend of the United States of America. So too darn bad that Israel is upset. We're not going to give them back their spy that allowed them to give to the USSR America's top nuclear deterrent secrets. Too bad. Who needs them? Who needs Israel as a friend right now? What good do they do the United States of America? And by the way, they make really crappy batteries, too. And that's not anti-Semitism or racism. It's technology. All righty, moving right along here. Let's see. All right, we're gonna pound on the global warming people here a little bit. As you know, over the last several years, back to 1998, according to Phil Jones of Hadley CRU, the Earth has actually gone into a cooling trend, especially these last three winters, which are brutal. And guess what? Apparently, carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has been going up all along. Carbon dioxide up, temperature down, which just destroys, completely undermines this claimed correlation between carbon dioxide and global warming. It does reinforce the correlation between global temperature and the activity of the sun, which we know has been there all along, going back to the Maunder minimum. But the latest data is basically confirming there is no demonstrable link between carbon dioxide and global warming. In the graph that Al Gore shows in his documentary, Ha Ha, Nudge Nudge, Wink Wink, showing a correlation between carbon dioxide and global warming, he actually has the relationship backward, because if you go in close enough to the detail, you will see that warming goes up first. Then you get increased carbon dioxide, which makes perfect sense. Warmer temperatures, more life, more food, more biological activity, more animals producing carbon dioxide. Al Gore tries to make it look like it's the other way. Carbon dioxide goes up, and then the Earth gets warmer. That's not what the data shows when you look at it closely. He's lying to you. He's a politician. That's what he does. Okay, let's see. I think we already talked about the Freedom of Information Act over at Virginia. One of their lights of global warming is in serious legal trouble for fraud. Now, I want to talk about this brouhaha over the bird and fish deaths. It's one of those things that the media has taken, and they're fanning it up to make it an issue, again, as a distraction. They don't want you looking at the news that actually affects you, like the economy, the unemployment, the foreclosure scandal, the mortgage-backed securities fraud, the endless corruption of Wall Street and Washington, D.C. Oh, look at the birds dying over here. Look at the fish dying. Look at all this other stuff. And don't equate that with hypothermia. Oh, no, 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 it's weird stuff. It's chemtrails, and it's HARP, and it's UFOs, and it's Elvis, and it's all this other stuff. And just before we went to airtime, I put up a story about a massive, massive bird die-off in Austin, and it's this exact same stuff we've been reading the last couple of days, except, of course, this one happened back in 2007, which is my way of underscoring these things actually happen all the time, but nobody pays attention. It's not a big deal until the media and the propagandists and the global warming cultists all say, ooh, this is something you should be paying attention to. Okay, now they had some doves die over in Italy, and they're saying, there's a strange blue stain on their beaks. Come on, guys. Blue? Cyan? Cyanide? Not everybody is as humane in trying to keep the birds from pooping all over your buildings. I know here in the United States of America, we put up these little wire spiky things so the birds, when they land, will impale themselves and bleed to death. But in other countries, they will put out poison bait to kill the birds. And it's hardly anything new about that. Tom Lehrer wrote a song about it, which we've got linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, Poisoning Pigeons in the Park, which is a hilarious, kind of funny song. But it does, you know, we laugh at it because we understand that, yeah, some people just get off on doing that kind of stuff. And so that blue stain on the beak tells us that more than likely, you know, they were fed some cyanide tainted feed in order to keep them from reproducing and pooing all over the buildings and stuff. So it's no big mystery and it's no big deal. But the reason it's become one is because the global warming cultists want to obliterate the link between all these dead birds and fish and hypothermia. In other words, they died of the extreme cold, because that's not a linkage they want going into next summer when they're going to try once again to sell you this carbon tax and this global government. So they're out there screaming HAARP and chemtrails and shifting earth magnetic fields and weapons tests and anything to basically make it an issue to keep you paying attention over here instead of paying attention to the fact that we're in one of the harshest cold winters we've ever seen in our lifetime. This is the coldest winter we've ever seen in our lifetimes, right now in front of us, and it completely undermines this whole global warming situation. And we're starting to see, again, they're screaming about, you know, democracy is bad for planet Earth. We've got to have a global fascist dictatorship or you're all going to die from global warming. Now, there's a video that we've linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and it's kind of funny in a very sick, twisted, kind of tragic sense. And basically, somebody took these two schoolgirls down to the border control fence that we have with Mexico. And this fence costs the U.S. taxpayer $4 million per mile. And they take these two girls and they say, climb over the fence. And they reach the top in 18 seconds. Because the way the fence is designed makes it easy to climb. This is the most brain-dead thing I've ever seen in my life. This $4 million a mile fence, and it's designed in a way that makes it easy as pie to climb up and over. And these two girls do it on their first try, 18 seconds to the top. And it's just another example of all the money that is spent by the government to accomplish a stated goal, and then you find out the goal, they're not interested in the goal. Interested in the goal. Rented lips. So we're spending millions of dollars on border control that does not work. We're spending millions of dollars on a minerals management service that's accepting, sex favors from the oil company to look the other way as they destroy the Gulf of Mexico. We're paying millions of dollars to support the Securities and Exchange Commission that looked the other way for 12 years while Bernie Madoff ripped off his own investors, and on and on and on. And remember, everything that's going on with this fraud closure situation, the U.S. government was supposed to be keeping an eye on that, and they didn't. And now it's becoming more and more obvious that the U.S. government's solution to the reckless mortgage-backed security fraud, instead of jailing the people who committed the fraud and suing the banks who made all that money off of that, is to turn around and find a way to let the banks grab your homes to recapitalize with, to cover the losses. Now, is this the kind of behavior you want from people that you voted into office and pay taxes to? I don't think so. And it gets back to that whole situation. We have taxation without representation. They're charging us taxes, and taxes are going up again. Huge tax increases all across the board, state and local level. Taxes are going up, and they're not listening to you. You're considered walking wallets. You're only good to provide money and new soldiers, and other than that, they really don't care about you. All righty. Another one from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They're redefining what organic means. Now, you and I, when we think of organic on a food label, we think something grown on a farm with organic fertilizers and, you know, organic, you know, real natural organic components. And apparently the USDA is now redefining organic because the big food manufacturers understand that the American people want to get away from chemicals and synthetic food and they want to buy organic. So now they've gone to the government to get the USDA to change the legal definition of organic so they can take the same crud, chemical-laden, synthetic stuff they've been selling you for the last couple of years and put organic label on it. Contains organic components or organic... What they're trying to weasel word the way to convince you to buy their products. We'll be right back.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're getting some more details about that D.C. flaming envelope. And apparently it was addressed to the Homeland Security Secretary Napolitano. Talk about a pathetic bid for sympathy in the aftermath of this public outcry and anger and rage against the Transportation Safety Administration and these plans to put TSA fondle booths in bus stations and shopping malls and the rest of it. So what does Napolitano do? Is, oh, feel bad for me. The bad people hate me. They're sending me exploding envelopes. I'm sorry. I'm not going to fall for it. And I don't feel sorry for you. It's a hoax. It is an obvious, pathetic hoax to try and play victim and sympathy when you're out there causing all the damage. We're hanging around with the Israelis way too much over there in Washington, D.C. They think the stuff that'll work in Israel will work here, and it's not going to. Now, getting back to the situation about a government that absolutely has abandoned any, even the pretense of trying to protect the American people from anything, you have probably seen these commercials all over the TV for the power balance wristband where this California company has this little plastic rubber. I'm not even really sure. I haven't paid that much attention to them. But they put it on you, and then they do this demonstration where when you don't have the wristband, you can be pulled off your feet. And when you do have the wristband, you are much more stable. And by the way, this is an old magic trick that they're doing relative to physiology and dynamics, and it's been used for all kinds of hoaxes. It goes back hundreds of years. This little simple stunt of how it's how they pull you determines whether you're going to go off your feet or not. So apparently down in Australia, they sued the company for false representation, and as part of the settlement, they got this company in California to admit there is absolutely no scientific basis behind these claims about this power balance wristband. And they got them to admit it down in Australia. Here in the United States, it's still perfectly legal for them to go on showing these commercials and saying, yes, there's science and there's tech and there's health and there's all this other stuff. And these wristbands, you know, will make you taller and slimmer and sexier. And, you know, you will win the lotteries if you wear these things, whatever else is that they're saying. We're in the snake oil phase of the nation's history. We're being peddled all these scams by corporations, by the government, and by the media, and nobody is watching out for you except, of course, the blogs and the alternative media. And the audience is coming over here, and, you know, it shows they're losing advertising revenues. In fact, last thing for the show today, Howard Stern had his contract renegotiated over at Sirius XM Radio, and he's had to take a pay cut. It's hard economic times. He's had to take a pay cut. His new salary is down from $100 million a year to only $80 million a year. And we all feel bad for Howard Stern. And as a note to my fellow RBN hosts, you got a lot of room in negotiating your salaries right now. $80 million a year. My goodness, I wouldn't even know what to do with that kind of money. But I'm willing to learn. Let's see. Well, we're pretty much to the end of the show here. The only one I want to mention before we hear the final music. 13-year-old girl did something very stupid, walked across the middle of a street in the middle of the block, got hit. She's in a coma. The police give her a ticket for jaywalking. Talk about sensitivity. That's it for our show. We'll be back Monday at 2 o'clock Central here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good weekend. Stay safe. Stay well. Watch out for icy roads and Aloha America.